The early death of a parent can have long-lasting effects on a person. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Rong Fu, assistant professor of sociology at Siena College, explores what the effects are and how best to treat them.
Childhood adversity may have long-lasting effects on brain development and brain function. Yet, the impact of childhood adversity on late-life cognitive impairment remains inadequately investigated, especially in minority populations. An important example of childhood adversity is the death of a parent, which poses a long-term risk to an individual's subsequent health and well-being. My research examines the impact of early parental deaths on the risk of developing severe cognitive impairment in Chinese older adults who lived to be 80 years and older. The participants in my study grew up in a patriarchal society, where women were denied a formal education and highly skilled occupations. Because of this gender distinction, men and women in my study might have different cognitive development trajectories over their life course. This served as a strong rationale for investigating potential gender differences. Using statistical analysis, I found that experiencing the death of a mother before 17 years old substantially increased the risk of developing severe cognitive impairment in older Chinese men, but not in women. These associations were independent of demographic, socioeconomic, and health characteristics, such as marital status, educational level, and disability. Since severe cognitive impairment may indicate the presence of dementia, my findings suggest that helping children and adolescents cope with traumatic experiences may help reduce the societal burden of dementia decades later. The gender differences observed in the study further highlight the importance of considering the gender-specific needs of boys and girls with traumatic experiences.
That was Rong Fu of Siena College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.